Heresy. Heresy is another thing. You know, and you got the biggest mega church in all of America here, Joel Osteen's church, right? I want to get a glimpse of the building. Just, I want to see it. I've never, you know, isn't that where the Houston Rockets used to play, right? And his church is supposed to be the biggest church in America. You want to talk about heresy? How is it the biggest church in America? Well, it's probably because they're not teaching the truth. You know, it's, they're not teaching the truth over there. Somebody was gave me a good impression. I thought it was it you? It was Brother Eli, and he was like, you know, he gave a spot on impersonation of him. You'll have to do it after church for everybody. Of him saying, if you just prayed that prayer, then and you repented of your sins, you know, he's teaching a false gospel. He's reading out of a false Bible version. You know, right there, you just know the guy is not saved. He's not saved. But he puts things on his website that would allude that he's saved. He says all you have to do is believe and, you know, all that stuff. But what does he really teach? A bunch of junk. A bunch of feel-good, prosperity, gospel, garbage. He lets his wife get up and preach. He's a garbage preacher. And, you know, I was admitting last night that I have watched one of his sermons before. It's a long time ago. I was probably newly saved, too, and it was on TV. And he was like, he got up and preached his sermon, and he's smiling the whole time, like this really creepy cult smile, you know? And me and my wife, I mean, we're newly saved, and we're watching this like, this guy is just a joke, you know? And what his message was is, don't let the devil steal your joy, you know? Somebody cuts you off in the car, and they give you the middle finger. Well, don't let the devil steal your joy. You just keep doing what you're doing. And it's just like, so me and my wife, even to this day, we'll say, like, if like we're getting upset about something, we'll say, don't let the devil steal your joy. But, you know, Houston does have a heresy problem. Four churches in this little area right here, how many of them are preaching the truth of the Bible? Just one. Just one. And that is probably the way this whole city is. I'm sure there's saved people here that don't go to a church like this, obviously. But, you know, the churches are getting worse. Heresy's getting worse. And the Bible says that, you know, the Antichrist will be revealed one day. And, you know, that there's going to be a great falling away of the faith. Guess what? We're here. We're in the great falling away. That's what I personally believe that. If you guys don't believe that, it's fine. But we are in a great falling away. Even in Baptist churches, there's a great falling away of the truth, and the pastor just can't get it. Like, no, the rapture is before the tribulation. He can come at any moment. Really? It's not what the Bible says. And it's super crystal clear. And so when you show that to someone, and you just show them the clear scriptures on it, and they just say, nope, look at this chart, brother. This chart is going to help you figure it all out. And their chart's just like got... It looks like a map or something with a bunch of angels on it. And I don't know. There's some weird maps out there of their what they believe. But just, you know, the Bible should be good enough. Why do we need a chart to tell us what the Bible says immediately after the tribulation? Not too hard to figure out.